The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Join the Hyundai revolution.
Welcome back to the programme. Well, my goodness me, Caoimhe struck a chord with people. Just two quick calls to 1850 715 150. Siobhan rang in to say she completely empathises with everything Caoimhe is saying about the rental sector. As a single professional mum-to-be, she's constantly worried about being able to continue renting and fears that she'll end up having to move back home with her parents. You end up feeling guilty saying anything about this as you're not seen as being a vulnerable case. And another one says, one blames the taxes that landlords have to pay to the government for their rental. This is from landlords who ran in for their rental properties as sustainable and one big cash cow for the government. And that's right, because they're going to treat whatever. Anyway, we leave that there for the moment, and I want to move on to the question of weight. And it's very often associated with just women worried about their weight. But at this point, we have been told and retold and told again that we've all got to look after our health, all genders. So we've already heard from Willie Penrose, who had a big mountain to climb, it has to be said. That's Willie Penrose, Labour TD for Longford West Meath. And I'm going to talk to him again, and also to Gavin Duffy, dragon and businessman. Gavin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Marion.
What kicked you off on this journey?
What kicked me off in this journey was when we were recording the last series of Dragon's Den, that's the one last year, the cameraman over the left-hand side, Mick O'Rourke, used to always keep sort of nodding me. He was shooting me from the side and he was saying, could you do anything there? Hold your tummy in, Gavin. Now, you know, it was a bit of a joke, but I was conscious of that. But what kicked it off was last November, I was on the morning edition with Keelan Shanley, and I was on to promote applications to the current series of Dragon's Den. And I didn't watch the programme back, but about 3 or 4 days later, I caught it on the player.
Yeah.
And I was shocked, Marion. I saw a chap that looked like he was about to have a heart attack. And I saw, you know, myself perspiring. I was at 18 stone and 10 and a half pounds at that stage. I'd put on about 5 stone in the previous 18 months.
Wow.
And though my wife, Orla, had gently nudged and suggested as much as you can to somebody, I, of course, had ignored it all. And I found when I was out working, and my work involves often standing up speaking to people, I was perspiring a lot. But I just had been ignoring the consequence of my obesity.
You'd put it that strongly.
Yeah. I put it that strong. Now, you know, Willie is in a different league. I mean, he's gone from sort of, 24 and a half stones down to something around 15 stones. That's absolutely amazing. I wanted to lose, go from almost 19 stone to sort of somewhere around 15 stone.
Where are you?
I'm down now, sort of, I've still about a stone to go. So I'm down, you know, like people are saying to me, oh, you've lost weight, Gavin. I think I've gone from, you know, very large to sort of almost pleasantly rotund, you know, but I don't think I should be a poster boy for people losing weight. And the real concern I have, and the one reason sort of I probably felt, I would talk to you this morning, Marion, was that it sort of puts a bit of pressure on me to keep going, because I'm somebody who has yo-yo dieted before.
Right.
And I've, you know, lost weight, and because as a younger man and still do, I ride horses for, at certain times of the year I'd have to lose a few stone to make weight with a particular horse, you know, but then like the horses, I'd put the horses out for summer and then I'd go mad myself and back on the chocolate and put on the weight. And it's okay when you're a younger man, but I'm 54 on my next birthday, and I feel if I don't challenge my weight now, and I had the great incentive that I said to the producers of Dragon's Den, I know this sounds terribly venomous, I'm not doing it unless I lose 3 stone before the recordings, you know. And I had that great goal. I compare it to, like, you know, a woman going to a wedding. I'm going to get into a certain size dress.
Yeah. And Gavin, how did you do it?
Well, you know, I haven't been in a gym, right? The only exercise I do is I do a 40-minute walk around Bellustown Racecourse, which is right here beside me, about every second day. And then, Marion, I just buy petrol in petrol stations. Right? I don't want to, you know...
you don't buy the chocolate.
Because the problem I used to have is I'd go into a petrol station, I'd order the petrol, and then I'd see I was a sucker for the duo Snickers. And you know the way the confectionery industry targets poor people like me who are addicted to sugar. You know, you used to get a Snickers bar, but now it's a duo Snickers bar, you know? So you get two Snickers. If you've had the one, you might as well have the second.
Absolutely.
But if you're a person like me who sort of then is on bordering on diabetic, you know, an hour and a half later, I'm going to another business meeting and I feel I need a sugar fill again.
Yeah.
And so I pop the sugar again.
So that's all gone.
That's all gone. And two things, you know, that work in my favour. I love vegetables and fruit. I could eat them all day, every day, so that helps me. And then I've always been a non-drinker. I'm not somebody who drinks alcohol, right? Now, funny enough, I think that has caused my weight problem because when I was being brought up in a pub, we used to drink Club Oranges by the
right.
bottle, just 12 spoons of sugar at a time, probably per 300 mils.
Right.
And so I got addicted, I think, to sugar.
To the sweet drinks.
As a youngster. But what I do find is a big positive now is at night time, I notice my darling wife, who, you know, pops a glass of wine or two, and then she's as likely to have a few chocolates with that as well. Whereas I find I can stay resilient because I know with friends who are on weight loss programs as well, it's when they have the one or two jars, never mind the calories.
Yeah, you lose your will. That's the problem with that.
Drop. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me go very quickly to Willie Penrose again. Willie, how are you doing?
I'm great.
How much now?
I've just lost over 9 stone. I'm down to 15 stone 2.
That was some mountain to climb.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But
how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, just like Gavin there. I mean, I was lethargic and feeble and breathless and suffering from all sorts of health issues that were brought about by weight. Weight brings about a huge amount of issues, and I feel that even contributed to my prostate cancer and hip. And just one example, I had one hip replaced, and I was due to have the second one, but it was with my consultant orthopedic surgeon, Mr. Mulhall, there about 2 months ago, and he said, you'll probably get another 2 or 3 years. So removing the weight actually helps, even from that perspective.
And briefly, Willie, how did you do it? Walked
it
as well.
I did it with the motivation diet. You have to be disciplined and committed and motivated, and you need your family. It's a team effort. If you have your family, and indeed people in the Dáil help me out, and you know, the Oyster, everybody helps out. So it is a collective effort, but you have to try and take it down. I mean, I just didn't eat. I eat for pleasure and I eat for comfort. I didn't eat, as I used to say, if I was on the table. I virtually eat the table. and like Gavin, I'm a pioneer.
This isn't a good advert.
It is, yeah. Well, there you go. I'd be a strong advocate for pioneering, I have to be honest. But at the end of the day, you know, it didn't make any difference. I think you drink a lot of minerals. I went off minerals. I gave up sugar. I don't touch any minerals now at all. I drink water.
Okay, listen, Camille, can I cut across here and be very rude? Yeah. And I'll come back to you in a couple of minutes, but I have to take a break now for news and stuff. Some wag of a caller was on to say, just heard that Sky has tendered a bid for the Angelus, and that came very disrespectful, and that came from Mayo. But anyway, having said that, it is time for us to pause for the Angelus. And thank you very much indeed for that. Now, I'm still talking to Willie Penrose and Gavin Duffy, both of whom have been spectacularly successful in their efforts. I'd say there'll be people listening with their jaws dropping. How did you do it, Willie?
Well, you know, as I said to you, I was worried about my health, and I went to my doctor, and we have a family history of diabetes, Marion, which is a fairly significant illness,
yeah.
You know, and a lot of implications and consequences to that. And I was after getting a chance. My doctor told me I was in the last chance saloon and that I was on the verge of it. And that was a fairly sobering and wake-up call. And, I mean, here was I getting a warning. You could get a stroke or a heart attack and no warning. And I was supposed to have some modicum of intelligence. And I went home to my wife, and we spoke about it. Now, I was eating roughly 3,300 calories a day of an intake.
Right.
Which was, I mean, way beyond anything. But as I said, I loved everything that was going.
Right.
So she spoke, and didn't she see the local paper? And you, I know you lived in Westmeath, so you'd be aware of
it. I did indeed, yeah.
And there was an advertisement for Motivation Club, and there was a guy, they showed a guy with a big, huge trousers, and now holding it up, and he was after losing 9 stone. And she says to me, would you try that? And of course, the way I suppose all people with their partners or wives say, oh yeah, and dismissive, you know.
In
yourself.
One ear and out the other,
and
yeah.
She made a phone call, and I was coming down from the Dáil one evening, and she says, I have an appointment for you made at 4 o'clock. And I went out the road a bit, and I turned, and I went back. And it's a medical based plan as well. There that they do, and they have a medical people, and you have to go every week. And I had a detailed consultation for an hour with them, and it says, when will you start? That was the 28th of September 2012, and I said I'd start on the 1st of October. I went home, and it was a bit like the Last Supper. I eat all around me. And on the 1st of October 2012, I started. And that. And one of the key things is this, I've reduced my intake now to about 1,250 calories, and I gave up sugar, and I gave up all the sweet things.
And you gave up potatoes, didn't you?
I did. I used to eat 7 or 8 potatoes, which is high in carbohydrates and high in, they create all the sugar thing and all the craving and all of that. And I gave up what's more important was, Lord of Mercy, my mother, she was a great woman to make cakes, and it was a big family. Her dad is a 10, and used to have 4 cakes made, and she'd always have plenty of bread. We'd always have plenty of bread. I gave up. I never eat a cut of bread since the 1st of October 2012, and
wow.
I really love bread.
Oh, God.
Carbohydrate was a big... Now, that's a big sacrifice, but I'm 1.5 to 2 per day. It's a little bit over what I'm allowed, but I'm an 85% man. If I was 100% man, I would probably be down to 14 stone.
And for exercise?
Yes, I do. I was very lazy. I get a car to go up the village. It was only 400 metres from me here, and I wouldn't walk to save my life. And I was very sporting, nothing less, about 32, and I gave it up when I entered the Dáil. And I now do an hour and 5 minutes exercise every week. I have a kind of an old stage.
Every
gym.
Week?
An hour and 5 minutes, four to five times a week. I do 40 minutes on the treadmill, 10 minutes on the bike, a bit of weights and a few things.
Oh, you've
like that.
Gone to the gym?
No, yeah, I've got an old gym set up myself here. So I get up at 6:30 in the morning, and I have it done by about 20 to 7 or 20 to 8, and I'm fully done. They'll do it about 5 times a week. I did it this morning. And the other thing about it is, right, everybody's a different way of doing it, and Gavin did it probably different to me. But one of the things is, keep a track of what you eat, because you actually eat an awful lot more than you need. And by keeping a track, you keep a food diary. And, you know, because those people who write it down, or who fail to write it down, actually underestimate their food consumption by about 50%. So keeping a note is the best way of keeping control of what you're eating. And, you know, and that. And stop, if it's not there, if it's not in, it can't win. So having crisps and biscuits and chocolates and sweets and all the treats. And I was like Gavin, I love macaroon bars. I didn't buy them in ones or twos at the petrol station or the shop. I bought them in boxes. And I'd give you one and I'd eat 6 myself, and you know yourself. So, I mean, all of the things that were wrong. And the other thing about it is, all vegetables above the ground. Now, this is from my diet. All vegetables above the ground are a lot better for you. So cabbage and lettuce and tomatoes and cauliflowers and broccoli, they're all good. Whereas the ones under the ground, peculiarly, are full of sugar. Carrots and turnips and beetroot and
those
things like that.
Don't be putting us off all those
things. I know,
things,
I mean, you can have some of those, but you can minimise them and control them.
How are you, Gavin, on the spuds?
No, I haven't eaten a spud. You know, you have to cut out the bread. I have a simple rule. You know, anything white, I don't eat it. So,
you do the 2-5?
I do, yeah, because I found that's what works for me. But you know, interesting, Willie is saying, Willie, there's an awful lot of similarities in what we've done, and I think Willie is mentioning motivation. I think it's very important that you have some external person or place that you're accountable to. You know, it gives you a program to be on, and
deadlines.
That way you can stick with it.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important, whichever one you find, but it's sticking with that.
Grant, well, listen, my hat off to the pair of you. But before you go, I can't let you go. Well, first of all, congratulations and well done. Secondly,
can we, because you were saying that, sorry, but genuinely, the problem I found, and I say this to Willie, is that when I was heavy, Nobody said that. And then they all congratulate you when you lose weight. But actually, when you start putting it on again, they don't say anything. So, we haven't done anything extra special.
No.
We've just actually prolonged our lives, hopefully. Isn't that right, Willie? You know,
that's exactly. And the other thing, Marion, that it's good news for Mick Galvin and Paddy Swarbrick and Mullingar is I have to buy suits now. It's costly exercise as well. Now, it's great for your health, and obviously that's the major objective, and feeling good and feeling well. And people do compliment you, but they should say to us that we're putting on a bit of weight and we shouldn't feel one bit offended if they see something like that. But it's certainly costly in terms of you now have to change your clothes. I know even my feet got smaller. So my shoe size, I know, are dropping a bit.
Well,
so
I tell you, it's a bit of expenditure.
It's well worthwhile.
That's well worthwhile. Listen, yeah. I want to say thank you to the pair of you.
No bother.
And congratulations on your success. Coming up next, we will have our tickets competition for Tom Jones and how to work out which energy package might suit you.
1850 715 150.